Well, good day, gentlemen. Look where we are today. We're at the beach, and it's a lovely, lovely sunny day. Hell, might even go for a swim later. And look, we've got a beach ball. At least for now, until the wind takes it, and then it'll be gone. And you know, I think that most young men and boys even, and especially older men, know that femmes are entitled and privileged in the society we live in, at least in the Western world and European worlds and a lot of other countries too. Well, of course, we're not allowed to say it openly, of course, but men do talk with each other. I mean, you'd have to be deaf, blind and stupid not to see the way they are treated in the court systems, the way they're treated with police, the way they get handouts from the government. Hell, they even get free tampons, don't they? And who pays for that? Well, probably men do. But apparently we're not supposed to see all that, because femmes are always complaining and have been for the last couple of thousand years. They can get into any jobs at all that they want to, and if the people have to lower the standards to get them in, they will do. And being a femme for an application for a job isn't a minus, it's a plus. It doesn't even matter if the person can do the job or not. And even if they are no good at the job after a while, you can't even fire them. And of course they want the same money as the hard-working people have got. Even if they don't work as hard as that, they still want the same money. That sort of oppression I could do with. I think there's a lot of men on this planet that would love to be oppressed just like femmes are. And of course, they're all victims, as you know. And of course, femmes' end game is to just get more privilege and be more entitled. But people are really getting sick and tired of femmes' double standards. And if they're not careful, femmes will actually get equality. And they sure as hell won't like that. You see, femmes generally want their cake and eat it too. They want the money for hard working, but they don't want to do the hard working. Throughout history, there have generally been quite lazy people. And if you've noticed, there's a lot of overweight femmes about now. And a lot of obese ones too. But they don't just show themselves off even in a bikini, which looks disgusting. They promote this big fat thing going on. Now let's forget about history, let's forget about the doctors, let's forget about science or physics. Because being overweight, apparently, to femmes, is okay. It's fine. Which, of course, men know it isn't. But men are supposed to be attracted to these femmes anyway. And the reason they want to remain fat and be accepted is because they're too damn lazy to lose the weight. Let's face it, it takes effort to eat healthy, exercise. The thing is, no matter how much they push this obesity and is good, nature takes over, doesn't it? Because men generally are not attracted to overweight femmes. There's the odd men that have the fetish, but generally they're not attractive to other men at all. Because they can't be very healthy, and then if they get pregnant, that compounds the problems greatly. But femmes love to virtual signal, don't they? They talk about all these things they're going to do and everything else. You just watch a femme during the day and see how much she actually produces. And it's definitely an art, because they look busy. They just are doing absolutely mostly nothing. Now, I'm kind of lucky, and so's most of my family. I can eat anything and everything and never put any weight on. My father was the same. Well, that's probably because I'm a very active person, just normally. And I have a sort of an active metabolism that's quite fast, I guess. And I burn calories. I'm burning them now. Oh, yeah. But this business that femmes say, a lot of them, they say this.
I just have to look at some food and I put weight on.
Which, of course, is a crock of shit. The only way you can put weight on is you put too much food in your mouth. And generally the wrong type of food. And you don't exercise or do much of anything. Now, it could just be me, but I see a lot more femmes overweight than I do males. Of course, that might be different in the US, I don't know. But it's generally because the femmes are just damn lazy. And of course, nowadays, even if the femme is not overweight, they're covered in makeup, tattoos, loads of other falsies on them. But it's the attitude that is the worst. Their entitlement, their privilege, that they're not supposed to apparently have, because they're oppressed. Of course, as usual, double standards. Us men are supposed to find obese or overweight femmes attractive. But do the Femons find obese men or fat men attractive? Well, there's the double standards again. Us men are just supposed to go with any old Femon as long as it's got a vagina and feel ourselves lucky. But Femons have a long list of what they want and expect in their man. Money is probably the most important thing. I don't know why the Femons don't just cut the middleman out and put a price tag on themselves. Another thing that men and even boys know, and they can talk about it to each other, but certainly not out in the open, or especially not at a dinner party, because the shit would hit the fan. A lot of Femons can't park. A lot of Femons can't really drive all that great. In fact, they're a danger to other people. Not all of them, but there's a great number, as us men know. But how do you know when you're a gynocentric sort of society? When even the insurance companies fudge the numbers. When a Femon driver does an erratic thing on a motorway or whatever, she can cause an accident behind her, in front of her, wherever. And I've seen that happen. And the Femon just drives off. But men's premiums for insurance is higher than Femon's, because we have to pay to subsidize them. And if some of you men don't believe me out there about that, just take a look at a Femon driving. Does she look relaxed? Or does she look very tense and is hanging on to the wheel with her white knuckles? There are some men who actually criticize their Femon's driving or their wife's driving, and he gets a load of verbal. Because you're not allowed to criticize a Femon, even if it's true. Actually, especially if it's true. Anyway, let's move on. Let's say this beach ball is a Femon. Man, it's pretty lazy. Man, it just keeps on eating and crap foods. It doesn't exercise. Just keeps shoving the food in. The reality is this. And that's what's happened to some of the Femons that are way overweight and obese. And that is not virtual signaling or pushing a narrative. That's just telling you the truth. So for you guys still out there that are treating Femons special, remember, they want equality. So treat them just like everybody else. And watch the reaction from the so-called oppressed Femon. Now I'm going to go for a swim. I've got my Speedos on. Ooh, there's a big bulge there. Anyway, take it easy, guys.